This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, June 14th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Legislature passes budget. Water fees a concern with budget cut. Farm Bureau backs insurance strategy, and a House panel looks at the CARB rule. Legislature passes a budget that rejects CDFA cuts. The Assembly and Senate approved a budget package on Wednesday, sending it to Governor Newsom to sign by the end of the month. Democrats hailed the plan as a responsible, balanced budget. Republicans, like Assembly Minority Leader James Gallagher, charged that it would saddle businesses with billions in costs. Gallagher pointed out that farmers are already struggling with high costs for fertilizer and other supplies. Keep in mind, the legislature rejected several cuts to CDFA, shifting those costs instead to the state's cap and trade fund. That includes $18 million for drought and flood relief for small farmers, $32 million for nutrition incentives, $14 million for farm-to-community food hubs. It would also delay $23 million set aside in the current fiscal year for enteric methane incentives and shift $24 million for manure methane programs to the cap and trade account. It would cut $23 million for water efficiency grants. Budget cut raises alarms over water fees. Local water agencies are expressing concerns the governor's 8% cut across agencies could impact water fees. The State Water Board has built up a 5% reserve fund by raising fees on stakeholders. That rainy day fund helps to balance years when the board still has paychecks to write, but fee revenues fall short of expectations, such as during the pandemic. In a workshop yesterday, policy advocates for local water agencies pushed for any details on whether the 8% spending reduction would force the board to dip into the reserves. Board staff, however, knew only as much as policymakers made public and warned of, quote, a lot of late-year activity, meaning last-minute trailer bills in August could upend the dynamics. Farm Bureau backs insurance strategy for boosting coverage. The California Farm Bureau is praising the insurance commissioner for unveiling new details on a plan to keep providers in California. The regulatory language outlines commitments insurance companies must make in exchange for tapping into catastrophe modeling, a controversial tool for determining risk. They can only use it if they write more policies in regions with high wildfire risk. The insurance department released a map displaying both those areas and the counties that are more reliant on the FAIR plan, California's insurer of last resort. California Farm Bureau President Shannon Douglas saluted Commissioner Ricardo Lara's effort to restore competition to the market. She called it the first step in reducing prices to reflect mitigation efforts such as home hardening and clearing vegetation. Lara, who is independently elected, gained Newsom's accolades as well. The governor said the insurance system is long overdue for such reforms. The department will host a stakeholder workshop June 26th to go over the new details. It plans to introduce another part of the overall strategy in July. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. House panel explores California locomotive regulation.
The railroad industry is warning lawmakers that an Air Resources Board regulation requiring zero-emission locomotives could have a ripple effect across the nation and potentially lead to more high-emitting trucks on the road to transport goods. During a hearing yesterday of a House Science, Space, and Technology Subcommittee, rail industry representatives asked Congress to urge EPA to deny California a waiver under the Clean Air Act, effectively blocking the CARB rule. Some witnesses, along with panel Republicans, argue the rule would be a de facto ban on diesel locomotives across the country. They also contend the electric transition would not make enough impact on emissions to warrant the potentially high cost to the industry and supply chain. Economics 101 says rail transportation costs will be affected, said Ian Jeffries. He's president and CEO of the American Association of Railroads. Inflationary pressure would shift freight to the highways, increasing emissions, increasing congestions, and further damaging the publicly owned infrastructure. Panel Democrats and a witness from the Bay Area Air Quality Management District argued trains are responsible for a high number of emissions and pose higher cancer and health risk to those living near rail yards. Stabenow doubts path for farm bills. A farm bill doesn't appear to be headed anywhere in the Senate, even though Ag Committee Republicans have now outlined their proposal. Senate Ag Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow doesn't think the House Ag Committee's bill can pass the House. She fears a Senate bill could face the same fate, she says on this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers. Stabenow said, quote, "I don't want to bring a bill out of committee in the Senate that has the same fate as the House bill." Stabenow has rejected the GOP proposals in part because of cuts to nutrition spending and their removal of climate guardrails on Inflation Reduction Act funding. "The way you get a farm bill is making sure everybody's happy, and so that recognition hasn't happened yet," she said. Republicans say Stabenow's red lines are preventing them from addressing the needs of farmers. Newsmakers will be available today at AgriPulse.com. Here's today's He Said It. Water is hard. It's multi-layered. That Bob Gore, a senior advisor at the Gualco Group who represents several local water districts. Gore was testifying to the Senate Rules Committee in support of Sean McGuire and his reappointment to the State Water Board. Gore described the complex challenges in guiding water policy and said, quote, "There is no better set of ears, heart, and mind." Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, June 14th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.